Today's daf is Mem. We're going to start at the bottom of Lamed Tet Amud Bet. Okay, ideally we should start toward the beginning, but I'm not going to go all the way back. But I'll just review very briefly the two shitot of Rav and Shmuel. And then we're going to start from the word Tnan, which is when they try to prove each, you know, they're going to go back and forth between who we can prove and disprove from the Mishnah. Okay, so it's the word Tnan. It's the second wide line at the end of the line. Tnan Shteya Kesef. So before we start, we just have to say the basic machloket Rav and Shmuel. Our Mishnah said Atana Shteya Kesef, right? And the Hoda'a is Pruta. So Rav says, Tana Shteya Kesef, what are we talking about? The Tana is not the Tana of the Tana is the Kfira Tana. It means that you can admit you owe a Pruta, but your denial has to be what you're denying that we're then going to make you swear about has to have a shir of shteya kesef, which means that your minimal ta'ana would have to be two kesef and a pruta, because there would have to be a denial of two kesef, two mea kesef, plus an admitting of a hoda'a, and in that case you'd be chayav. And Shmuel says, no, the ta'ana means what the person's claiming you owe, which is shteya kesef, and you're claiming I only owe a pruta. Okay, so they have a difference in terms of does there have to be a minimum about your kfira, about what you're not admitting to, okay? That's the basic difference, right? In other words, let's just say it like this. According to Rav, the difference has to be a significant difference, you know, what you're denying. The difference between you, let's say the person who's admitting he owes something, and what he's denying has to be significantly different from what the person's demanding in order to be mechayev shvuah. If there's no difference between them of shteya kesef, then you're not chayav. And according to Shmuel, the claim has to be worth something, not the difference between you. As long as the claim is worth something, we don't care how much you're denying, as long as the claim is worth something, then it's significant. Okay, so different is the difference between them what has to be significant, which is the shteya kesef, or the claim. Okay. Now, we're going to read the Mishnah according to each approach. Okay, and for this, you can use your chart. I started at the top kind of saying what the Mahalach of the Gemara is, question, answer, all that. But then at the bottom, I organized according to the chart the different lines in the Mishnah, and the last two are actually Breitot, and how Rav and Shmuel are going to each understand each one. So Tnan. Shtei kesef yesh li biyadcha, ein lecha biyadi ala pruta patur. So the Mishnah says, shtei kesef yesh li biyadcha, and if you say, I only have a pruta, you're patur. So what does that seem to prove? Rav Shita, right? My time, alav vishum dechasera la ta'ana. Is it not because if you say shteya kesef and the other person says pruta, so that would be, you don't have enough of a difference between you, because according to Shmuel, there has to be a denial of two kesef. In this case, doesn't have. Utiyuvta de Shmuel, and then this would be a koshi on Shmuel. So they say, no, amar lecha Shmuel, mi savart shave katane. Dafka katani. Now we're going to see that not only do they have a difference of opinion about the shteya kesef and what it's referring to in terms of understanding our Mishnah, but they also have a difference about all the cases brought in the Mishnah, or many of them. Are they dafka or sheve? What does this mean? Sheve means you're just talking about an amount of money. Dafka means you're talking about a particular, like when you say kesef, kesef can mean money and kesef can mean silver. So if you say it's dafka, it means the kesef means silver, actually. And the way Shmuel reads this Mishnah is, shtei kesef yesh li biyadcha means two measures of silver. Okay? And when the person says, ein lecha biyadi ala pruta, I only have copper, I don't have silver, well then, it's eino mimin hata'ana. That's why Shmuel says, your patur, it has nothing to do with the amounts, it has to do with what you're claiming one against the other. Okay, so that's how Shmuel would have to understand that case in the Mishnah. So then the Gemara says, so again, misavar shaveh katani, what do you think it's shaveh? No, dafka katani, it's talking about actual silver versus copper. Mashatano lo hodalo, mashodalo lo tano, right? He's claiming one thing, and the guy's admitting something different entirely. So they say, wait, Shmuel, if you want to say that the Mishnah is talking about dafka, well, let's continue on in the Mishnah and see if your shitav dafka actually works, and really it doesn't. When it says later on, shtei kesef upruta yesh li biyadcha. If he says you owe me shtei kesef and a pruta, and then he says ein lecha biyadi ala pruta chayav, right? And he says, well, I only have a pruta. So im iamar bishlama shaveh. If you say shaveh, then it's going to work. Mishum hachi chayav. But Ela Iyamar Dafka, right? If you're going to say Shaveh, then you're basically saying, okay, so I owe you X amount of money. You claim you owe me X amount of money, and I say I only owe you this amount of money. That's a moda b'mitza. But if you say Iyamar Dafka Katane, Amai Chayav, Mashatano Lo Hodalo, Mashodalo Lo Tano. That's what happens here. He says if it's Kesef and a Pruta, then there's two different things here. On the Pruta, he's Modeh entirely. And on the Kesef, he's not Modeh at all. So again, it doesn't make any sense to say that. So they say, what do you mean? Of course it makes sense to say that. This fits into a different category, which Shmuel actually says you're Chayav in this case. Midu Tama Ela L'Shmuel. I mean, that's, aren't you? You're questioning Shmuel, but Ha'amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel didn't. Rav Nachman say that Shmuel himself says the dafka case like this: if you have kesef, which is silver, and pruta, right? So the person says you owe silver and a pruta and copper, and you say I only owe the pruta but not the silver, right? So what did we say about this case? It's just like Shmuel says, ta'ano chitim v'sorim, if someone claims you owe him chitim and sorim, v'odalo be'achad mehem, chayav, if you admit to the sorim, let's say, then you're chayav on the chitim, because that's still hoda'a b'miktzat. Because if there's two minim, and you admit to one and not the other, that's called hoda'a b'miktzat. Also, in which case, even if you look at the silver and the pruta case, where he claimed you owe me silver and a pruta, even if you view them as dafka, they're two different things, it could be like chitim and sorim, and you'd be chayav anyway for admitting to the pruta. So you can't ask that question on Shmuel. That makes perfect sense. Okay, again, like I said, if you want to follow, you can follow in the chart here what each person is going to say about each one. Right now, we're really on Shmuel. How we read each of these parts, we'll go back to Rav soon. Hachinami mistabra. Okay, you would have to say, by the way, that the Rav, which this is, the Gemara is not even going to say this, but Rav would obviously view that case as Shaveh, in which case you're just talking about like 100 shekels, right? 101 shekels, let's say. So 100 is a 100 shekel bill, let's say, and the one is a 1 shekel coin, and that's all viewed as 101 shekels. That's not viewed as two different claims, like Shmuel would say. So that's why for him it would be obvious that you're Chayav. So now the Gemara says, Hachinami Mistabra. Midekatane seifa. Okay, now we're going to give a chizuk to the fact that it's really dafka. Okay, remember, Shmuel says it's all dafka. How are we going to prove it? Because it says, litra zahav yesh li biyadcha, and you say, ein li biyadcha ela litra kesef patur. So now, why would you be patur in this case if you think it's all shaveh? Iyamar bishlama dafka katane mishum hachi patur, because you said zahav, and the guy admitted kesef. Those are two different things. They're dafka. Means silver and gold and not coins, the value of coins. Ela mi de seifa de kat, sorry, ela iamar shaveh amai patur litra tuvahave. Right? If you said it's shaveh, why would you be patur? Because it's just a matter of, you know, part of the measurement, right? It's all talking about the same thing. So ela mi de seifa dafka resha nami dafka. So that would prove the litra zahav and kesef is batuach, it's talking about dafka. So once you prove that that's dafka, it must be the earlier cases are dafka. So we started off today questioning Shmuel. We've now answered all the questions against Shmuel, and the Mishnah makes sense according to him, that can be dafka. Well, if we just prove that the Mishnah makes sense that it's dafka, we just proved it from the litra zahav. The other cases you could have explained in both ways. But this case you could only explain as dafka, so now we're going to flip it back and question Rav based on this. So they say, Lema Tavit Yufta de Rav. So now we're going to go back to Rav and say, well, hey, how are you going to explain this Litra Zahav and Litra Kesef? So Amar Lecha Rav, Kula Matnitin Shaveh, V'Litra Zahav Shane. Says very simply, everything is Shaveh, but the Litra, what's a Litra? A Litra is a weight. You don't talk in coins, you don't talk about coins in terms of weights usually. So here, if you're saying a weight of Zahav and a weight of Kesef, then you mean Dafka. But any other case, you don't mean Dafka. Now they're going to continue along with Rav. So now we're going to bring a Chizuk to Rav. Teda de katani seifa, dinar Zahav yesh li biyadcha. Ein lecha biyadi. If you remember, we learned this in the Mishnah, it's a little confusing how this works in with the other cases. Because here in the Sefer, in the other part of the Mishnah, what does it say? If you say dinar zahav yesh l'biyadcha, and you say ein lecha biyadi ela dinar kesef utrisu treso upundion upruta chayav shakom min matbea echad hein. Now, why would this work? If you're claiming a dinar zahav and the other person claims I only have kesef or treso or all these other things, then why would it work? obviously it must work because you're talking about shave, right? Yamar bishlam shave mishum hachi chayav. So here's a good proof for Rav. This case has to be shave. There's no other way to say it. Otherwise, if you're going to say you were claiming zahav and he's claiming kesef or nechoshet or whatever all these coins are made of, it doesn't make any sense. Ela yamar davka amai chayav. So comes Rabbi Elazar and he explains this Mishnah, even according to this part of the Mishnah, even according to Shmuel, that it's dafka. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, b'shita'ano b'dinar matbeot. He said, you owe me a dinar zahav in matbeot, in coins. It's like saying you owe me 101 shekels. Okay, where you mean this is the value of what you owe, but you owe it in terms of money. Okay, and then he's basically saying, so v'kamash malan depruta bichlam matbea ita. Okay, what's it trying to teach you? That if you talk about a matbea, okay, both of them are going to explain that the prut is really the big kiddush here. That when you talk in terms of matbeot, it even includes prutot. Okay, it includes any kind of amount. In other words, all the tresot and the that. When you say I want to get paid back in coins, right? You owe me all these coins and the value of a dinar, of zahav, then you can pay back in any type of coins that exist. Okay? And that the pruta is included. And that's what it means when it says, daikanami dekatane, okay? All the more so, the Mishnah concludes that case by saying, shakol min matbea echad hin, okay? Everything is matbea echad, which means that you must have been talking in terms of your dafka here was matbeot. And if your dafka was matbeot, then what we're saying is any kind of matbeot are included in that. So now, how does Rav understand shakomi matbeacha? Because according to Rav, why is that a difficult statement? You don't need that according to Rav. Because if everything is shave, you're just talking about the value, then what would you say? There's no point to say shakomi matbeacha. We already know. If you're talking value, you can obviously pay back the value in whatever kind of currency, you know, any kind of coins you want. So, v'rav, shakol din matbea achat. What he means to say is, everything has the din of matbea achat, which means, what he's saying is, even a pruta, okay, this is a little difficult, this answer, but we'll explain it like this, which is, even a pruta is enough of a shi'or hoda'ah, which we know already, right? Didn't we know how da'a, right? Hatan ashtia kesef oda'a b'sheva pruta. But here they're giving an example where the ratio is so large. If you say, you owe me dinarei zahav, that's a lot more money than shtema'a kesef. And what we're trying to say is that even if you only admit to a teeny little percentage of that, you're still going to be chayav. Why? Because I call min matbeachat. That he views that as all one thing, and even if you're talking about shovi, there's still chiddush here, okay? And that's why the Mishnah has to give this case, according to Rav, to say even if you're only admitting to one little pruta, when there's a huge claim, right? Someone says you owe me $1 million, and you say I really only owe you a dollar. That would be enough to basically say yes, you're chayav. Okay, that would be the example. That's such a, I mean, obviously that's a bigger ratio, but I'm just saying as an extreme example, that would be the case here. And that's how you'd explain the Mishnah according to Rav. Okay, so now we want to understand Rabbi Elazar's Shita. Okay, Rabbi Elazar is an Amora, right? He's coming to explain, and he explains this part of the Mishnah according to Shmuel. So now they want to know, Rabbi Elazar, lema midesefa kishmuel mitaretz, resha nami kishmuel svirale? So does Rabbi Elazar think across the board, the whole Mishnah is talking about a Dafka case, and he's going to explain the whole Mishnah according to Shmuel? So they say, lo, seifa Dafka, I didn't skip something, right? Yeah. Seifa Dafka katane, shakomin matbeachat. He says, no, only, it's not so clear what Rabbi Elazar would say in the rest of the Mishnah. But it could be that this case, just like we said, the litra kesef and litra zahav was specifically Dafka, even according to Rav, so Rabbi Elazar could be saying that clearly this case is a dafka case because of the wording shakom min matbeachat. He's trying to say even if you say dafka, right? But you said I want dinarei zahav in coins, so then all coins are going to be included, even though you meant dafka, but right, the value of a dinar zahav in coins. But the resha Kiravo Kishmuel. It's not clear, though, he would say the same thing in all the other cases. This is just a side question as to, once we have Rabbi Elazar saying that, can we say he holds like Shmuel across the board? Not necessarily.
Okay.
Tashma. Now we're going to bring, okay, that was all those cases were from our Mishnah. Now we're going to bring two more cases from a Braitot, and we're going to say maybe they can prove one side or the other. Dinar zahav zahuv yesh li biyadcha, ein lecha biyadi ela dinar kesef. So if you say a dinar zahav zahuv, okay, a golden gold coin, okay, yesh li biyadcha, and you say, I only have a dinar kesef, you're chayav. So now, tama da amarle zahav zahuv, hastama shaveka amarle. The only reason here why we're going to treat this as if you're talking about really gold is because you said zahav zahuv. But if you just said dinar zahav, we will assume that what? Then it's just sheva, not dafka. Okay, and this would prove rav. So amar rav ashi, no, hachi kamar. Kol omir dinar zahav, ki omir dinar zahav zahuv dami. Okay, this, by the way, is the case where, again, it's just like the dinar zahav that we said a minute ago, shakomi mapeachad, that even though you say dinar zahav, or dinar zahav zahuv, whichever way you say it, you mean I want it in coins. And then if you said I only owe you a dinar kesef, it's included.
It's like saying a shiny new coin, meaning it was an object and not...
Right, but again, you'd have to, otherwise the halacha doesn't make sense, so you'd have to explain that it's talking about bimatbeot, basically, that he wants the value of it, bimatbeot, but the value of, the question is, how do we value his ta'ana of gold, okay? So now, they say, so, one is to say, it specifically says zahav zahuv, to exclude the case of zahav, okay, and that would prove, Rav, that it's all shaveh, that you know, zahav would just be shaveh. But Shmuel says, no, another Dravashi comes to explain Shmuel, that you could say Dinar Zahav and Dinar Zahav Zahuv are all the same thing. And here the Bright is just using this Lashon because they treated it as the same thing. Tani Rabbi Chia L'siyua L'Rav, and this is the only one case. You can see from the chart, all the other cases we explained both according to Rav and Shmuel. This one is definitely going to prove Rav, and we're not going to have a claim on Shmuel. And by the way, we paskin like Rav. Tani Rabbi Chia L'siyua L'Rav, Sela L'Biyadcha, although I think there's a debate, if I remember correctly, there's two things that Rav and Shmuel debate. One is the shtei kesef, is it what the person's claiming, that's Shmuel, right? That's how we started today, or is it what the person's denying, the amount of the denial has to be that. There we pass them like Rav, that the denial actually has to be that amount. But there's a debate about whether we pass them like Rav and Shmuel about all the cases in the Mishnah, whether it's Shaveh or Dafka. In other words, one kind of led to the other, but there are like two different machlokot about whether it's Shaveh or Dafka in the Mishnah. So, Tani Rabbi Chia L'siyuei L'Rav, Sela li biyadcha, okay, I say you have a Sela of mine, Ein lecha biyadi ela Sela chaser shtei kesef. And I say, I have a Sela, but a Sela minus two kesef. Okay, which means what? My denial is shtei kesef. Chayav. But chaser me'a, but if I say, I feel like this is like a recipe, you know. Sometimes I've seen these weird recipes where it says, take 2 cups of flour minus 2 tablespoons. Those 2 tablespoons are going to make all the difference, right? So he's saying, right, I owe you a sela minus, right, 2 kesef minus a me'a. In other words, I owe you like a 1 7/8 of a me'a, you know, something like that, right? It's like a little bit less. Chaser, I'm sorry, right, shtei kesef chaser mea, okay, meaning, I'm sorry, en lecha biyadi ela sela, no, sorry, I said it wrong. En li ela, you say en lecha biyadi ela sela, and I say, I owe you a sela minus a mea, which means that it's not shtei kesef, my kfira, my denial is 1 kesef, not 2 kesef, okay? And therefore, in that case, what are we going to say? Patur. And according to that Braita clearly strengthens Rav Shita because it's clear that the whole issue is how much my denial was. If my denial is only a me'ah, then it's not enough. Okay, patur. Okay, now we're moving on. That was the complicated part of today's daf. The rest is fairly straightforward and a little simpler. I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Shmua. Lo shanu ela b'ta'anat malveh v'hoda'at loveh. This whole thing about Homodeh b'miktzat is only in a love malve case. Okay, alone. Aval, tanat malve, milve, v'ho adat eid echad, afilu lo tano ela b'pruta chayav. But if it's a case where someone claims you owe money, and let me say it better, the first thing. It's where the ta'ana, the malveh, comes and has a claim and says, you owe me money, you borrowed money from me and you didn't pay it back. And the loveh says, right, he's modeh b'mikta. No, I only owe you half of what you said, or I only owe you a quarter of what, right, I only owe a pruta, whatever he might say. But, or again, depending on, right, whatever. You can say, I only owe you a pruta. But if the malveh comes and says, you owe me money, and the guy doesn't claim, you know, he just says, I don't owe you, let's say, at all. And then Eid Echa comes and says, you owe the guy money. What do we know? Eid Echa can be Mechayev Shvua. In that case, okay, that case, there's no minimum amount. The minimum amount of the Sheah Kesef or Shtei Kesef and a Pruta, or however you view it, is all in a Malveh Vehoda'at Loveh case. But if the Malveh comes and claims he owes money, and Eid Echad comes to support it, because of Eid Echad there's a Shvua, afilu lo tano ela pruta chayav. Okay, even if the whole loan was only about a pruta, you're chayav. And why is that? My time, dichtiv, lo yakum Eid Echad b'ish, l'chol avon u'l'chol chatat. How do we learn that Eid Echad is mechayev Shvua? From this pasuk. It says, one Eid cannot be mechayev a person, l'chol avon u'l'chol chatat. So what do we say here? It doesn't work to get somebody punished. Okay, not for a punishment, but yes, to take an oath. Okay? V'tanya, and then they say, well, since they learn it out from this pasuk about Eid Echad can't get you a punishment, but it can get you to pay. So what do we say? Anytime you'd have to pay in court, that someone could demand a payment in court by two witnesses, likewise, they can make you swear on a claim like that in court. And we know that in order to have any kind of claim, right, you can't go to court for something less than a pruta, but for something more than a pruta, two witnesses could come and say, hey, you owe the guy, and take you to court over a little amount. So therefore, shvuat eid echa, what they're basically trying to say is, this whole din is only about shvuat mode b'miksad and not shvuat eid echa. Now we're going to learn a different halacha of Shmuel, which there's a debate about whether Rav actually disagrees with this or not. It's just kind of brought in the name of Shmuel. It doesn't necessarily mean Rav disagrees with this, and this we already saw on the preview. We saw this earlier today when we started. V'am Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, ta'anu chitim v'so'orim, v'hodalo be'echad mehem chayav. If somebody claims you owe me two different types of things, and he admits to one of them but not to the other, that's also considered modeh b'miktzad. Even though he's admitting to one and denying the other, right? He admits one entirely and denies the other entirely. But since the claim was made up of these two things, it's considered modeh b'miktzad. Okay, you can see why that's a chidush, because it's not mimin hatana, right? He's denying half the claim, or part of the claim, whatever part it might be, right? We don't know how many sorim and chitim he says he owes. But if we view chitim and sorim as two parts of the claim, he's admitting to one part, denying the other part, but we view that whole claim as one whole. So therefore, when he denies part, it's considered modeh b'mikta. Amar lo Rabbi Yitzchak Yaisher, v'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak says, that's a great line that Shmuel said, and even Rabbi Yochanan also said the same thing. Remember, Shmuel was in Bavel, Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, so when Rabbi Yitzchak hears this, he says, oh, nice that the rabbis in Bavel said it, also Rabbi Yochanan said it. So now, there's a weird side issue here. So now, because he said Rabbi Yochanan said it, and he doesn't say anything about Rish Lakish, the Gemara wants to know, well, Michlal, can we infer from here to Paligale Rish Lakish, that Rish Lakish disagrees with him because he only said V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he didn't say V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan V'Rish Lakish. Okay, so Ika da'amre, some people say Misha hava shayle v'shatikle. Some people say, okay, the assumption of both these answers is that Rabbi Yitzchak was listening to Rabbi Yochanan teach this halacha and then he left the Beit Midrash. So he didn't know what Rish Lakish said. Now, why did he know? Because either Rish Lakish generally would be Misha hava shayle v'shatikle. When Rabbi Yochanan was teaching something, he would be silent. Because you have to remember, Rish Lakish was always considered the bar plugta of Rabbi Yochanan. So, although we do see plenty of cases where they agree, but there's also plenty of cases where they disagree. So the question here, since he said Rabbi Yochanan said, did he mean and Rish Lakish doesn't? So the question is, why didn't he mention Rish Lakish? So the Gemara assumes he didn't mention Rish Lakish because Rish Lakish disagreed. But now the Gemara says, no, he didn't really know if Rish Lakish disagreed, and that's why he didn't mention Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish's general practice was to wait till Rabbi Yochanan was totally finished. And by that point, Rabbi Yitzchak had left the Beit Midrash, so he didn't really know if Rish Lakish reacted or didn't react once he left the Beit Midrash. And Ika de Amre, some people say, Mishava Shatele Veshatikle. The Rish Lakish was silent because he was in the middle of drinking. Okay? And that's why he didn't respond right away. And then Rabbi Yitzchak, again, missed his response, whether it was to support or whether it was to reject. Okay, like I said, that was a totally side thing about whether Rish Lakish agreed or not. Lema Maseyele. Let's try to bring various proofs to prove Shmuel Shita from our Mishnah. Ta'anu Chitim Vehodalo B'Seorim Patur. If somebody claims chitim, and the guy denies and says, no, I don't owe you chitim, but I do owe you se'orim, so what does our Mishnah say? You're patur. Rabban Gamliel mechayev. Right? Rabban Gamliel, if you remember, he has this unique shita that you doesn't need to be mimin hata'ana. So now the Gemara says, ta'ama detano chitim v'odalo b'se'orim. Right? What's the case they brought? A case where he claims chitim and the guy said se'orim. So what would you assume then? Ha-chitim v'se'orim, v'hodalo b'achamehem chayav. But if he claimed both chitim and se'orim, and he admitted to one of them, then it would be implied from here that he would be chayav. So they say, lo. No, you don't necessarily have to read the Mishnah that way, because you could say like this. Hu adin da'afilu chitim v'se'orim nami patur. You could say that even if you say chitim and se'orim, you're also going to be patur according to Tanakama. So the question is, right, you always want to give the bigger chidush, right? So the bigger chidush, the first assumption of the Gemara is, the bigger chidush is to say that you're even going to be patur, in other words, again, this would disprove, we want to prove Shmuel, so what do we want to say? This proves Shmuel, because the bigger chidush, if Shmuel is in fact not correct, it would have been a much bigger chidush to say, if you claim chitim and se'orim and you deny one of them, you're still not chayav, because you right because that's not mimina ta'ana, even though it's half the claim. But there's two sides here. There's Rabban Gamliel, who's mechayev. Rabban Gamliel says, I'm mechayev even if it has nothing to do with each other. One claimed chitim, the other admitted se'orim. So therefore, what do they want to say? The reason it gave this case and not the other one is lehodiyacha kochot Rabban Gamliel, which case it doesn't prove anything about our case. It's just trying to say, oh, well, according to Rabban Gamliel, this is the bigger chiddush, and that's why this case was brought, but it could be the halacha is the same for both, so it doesn't prove Shmuel. Tashma, let's try the next case. If you remember this case in the Mishnah about the kelim and karkaot, remember the kelim, you're not chayav shvua for modeb mitzad, in karka. Right? In land, you're not chayav modem mitzvah. So what if the claim was kelim and karka? So, ta'anu kelim b'karka'o. The guy claims you owe him vessels and land. Hoda b'kelim, he admitted to all the kelim, but kafar b'karka'o, but he denied karka. B'karka'o, or he admits all about the karka, b'kafar b'kelim, patur. Right? You're patur, why? Because karka is not a claim for modem mitzvah. Here we're continuing on the Mishnah. If you admit to some of the karka and none of the kelim, you're also patur because you're not chayav shvua for karka. But b'miktzat kelim chayav, right? But if you admit to part of the kelim, then you're chayav even on the karka. So what do they say? Tama, the whole reason for this halacha is this unique halacha is kelim b'karka ot, karka lab bat shvua hi. But ha kelim v'kelim, du miyad kelim v'karkaot, chayav. But wouldn't you assume that this means, if ta'ano kelim and kelim, right, two different types of kelim, right, the whole thing with kelim and karkaot, if you admitted to one, it wouldn't get you a shvu on the other. That's because we're talking about karka. But the assumption, underlying assumption here, is that if it were kelim and kelim, chitim and se'orim, then you would be chayav one to the other, and the only reason you're not here is because it's land. And land can't be mechayav shvuah. So hu adin, so now they say, no, not necessarily. Hu adin dafilu kelim kelim nami patur. So then you have to question, well, why did they bring kelim and karka? What were they trying to show you? The halacha would be the same in all the other cases. Haide katani kelim v'karkaot, kamash malan, d'chi hoda b'miktsat kelim chayav af ala karkaot. Really, this whole section of the Mishnah was brought just for the very last line. The very last line is this unique halacha that if you're modeh b'kelim, right, b'miktsat kelim, okay, not all the kelim, right? You're modeh, but all the kelim and not the karka, you don't take a shvu at all. Just like chitim and se'orim, you wouldn't. Again, we're trying to show that you can't necessarily prove Shmuel from here. If you're modeh b'mitzat kelim and you have to take a shvuah on the kelim, because there you have a mamash hodah b'mitzat of the kelim, since the claim included also karka, we make you take a shvuah on the karka. And what do we call that? Zokikin. Remember, we can once you're chayav a shvuah on one thing, then we can make you be chayav a shvuah on another thing. That's totally different from the chitim sorin case. Because the chitim sorin case, you weren't modeh b'mitzat of any type. You admitted entirely the chitim and denied entirely the sorin. So maybe you wouldn't be chayav there. So now they say, "V'had k'tan kelim karkot kamash on dechihoda b'mitzat kelim chayav afal karkot." So now the Gemara questions this. So then, according to what you're saying, what's the chidush of the Mishnah? My kamash on what's the Mishnah trying to teach us? The halacha of zokikin, right? That if you have a claim that involves kelim and karka, and we mechayev you a shvu on the kelim, we can also be mechayev you a shvu on the karka. If you want to say that that's the chidush of our Mishnah, that's a weird chidush. Why? Tanina, it's not that we disagree, it's true, we do hold that lahalacha, but it already says that in another Mishnah. In the Mishnah in Kiddushin, if you remember in Kiddushin, we talked all about different kinyanim and all about land versus metaltalin, and there it says, Zokikinet and Nechasim Sheesh Lamachrayut, Lishava Alehem. Okay, you can basically, exactly our halacha, if you're chayiv something on Nechasim She'en Lamachrayut, which is metaltalin, you could then, we can make you take a shvu also, if the claim included karka, we can make you take a shvu on the karka, which means that chidush wouldn't belong in our Mishnah because there's already a Mishnah. There's a very interesting concept, right? You might think, maybe the Mishnah is saying things in different places, you know, but now they're saying, no. Really, if the Mishnah already says it, then there's no point for our Mishnah to say it, in which case you can't say that that's the chidush of our Mishnah, which then brings us back to our Mishnah Peru Shmuel. Now the Gemara gives an answer. No, you could say, really, there's a point for both Mishnayot. Why? Ha'ikar, ha'hi agav graranaspa. This is really the ikar place to learn this issue. Because first of all, we're in Masechet Shvuot, so more likely that you should teach the halacha of Zokikin Shvuah in Masechet Shvuot. And really, our Mishnah wanted to be Mechadish, this halacha, in which case it doesn't prove Shmuel at all, because it's just trying to prove something unique about Karka. And then, what do they say? There, it came up, Derech Agav, and there the Mishnah tangented off to this. Okay, but really, because there it was talking about the difference between metaltalin and, right, I don't know how you felt when I said it, but it does seem like the Mishnah could repeat things, because when it's in the context of something, it might want to mention something that's mentioned in some other Masechet, right? The Mishnah shouldn't assume that you've read all the Mishnah and you remember them all, right? Even if you do Daf Yomi, not everybody remembers everything. So, because of that, it might have mentioned it there, Derech Agav, but here it's really a tikkar place. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have a different approach. Chiya bar Abba says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, remember, we started with Shmuel, Chitim and Seorim, and you're Yibit to Chitim, you're Chai B'Shvuah. And then Rabbi Yitzchak said, B'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan. But here someone else says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan the opposite. Ta'ano Chitim u'Seorim, v'hodalo v'chamehem patur. So he says, Dafka, you're not Chayav in this case. V'hamar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yaisher, v'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So the answer, Amorai Ninu Valibid Rabbi Yochanan. There's a machloket Amoraim according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, this is a machloket. What Rabbi Yochanan held. Okay, it's not clear. Tashma, so now we're going to do, okay, this is the exact same sugya in the opposite. Because now we want to take all, right, we want to take basically the way we concluded that you can't prove it like Shmuel. We're going to basically say, oh, well, maybe that will prove that we can read it like Rabbi Yochanan, this reading of Rabbi Yochanan that says that you're patur. Okay, so we're now going to do the exact, it's like a mirror image of the previous sugya. That's why this is fairly straightforward and easy, and it also gives you good review. Tashma, ta'anochitim, v'hodalo b'sorim, patur. V'rabban gamliel mechayev. So what are they going to say here? Tama, de ta'anochitim, v'hodalo b'sorim. Ha'chitim b'sorim, v'hodalo b'echa mehem chayev. Oh, here, sorry, we're going to do it like this. Last time we brought all these sources to prove Shmuel. Now we're going to bring all these sources to question Rabbi Yochanan, which is basically to prove Shmuel. You follow? Because Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite of Shmuel according to this reading. And as we're really questioning not Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Chiya bar Abba's reading of Rabbi Yochanan. So we're going to say, what do you mean? The Mishnah seemed to imply just like Shmuel. So it's actually not a mirror image. I would say it differently. I was wrong the way I said it. It's the exact same thing. It's just instead of bringing all the sources to prove Shmuel, we're doing it to disprove Rabbi Chiya bar Abba's reading of Rabbi Yochanan, which is the exact opposite of what Shmuel said. So we're going to bring them all, and then like we did last time, we're going to then say, oh no, each source can be read in a different way, right? So therefore, it doesn't necessarily disprove. So, Tanochi Timo Dala Basorim Patur, Varavan Gamliel Machayev. Again, Tama, the reason why you'd be Patur here is Tanochi Timo Dala Basorim. But Ha Chitim Bisorim, but if you said Chitim and Sorim, Vodalo Bechamehem, you'd be Chayav. So they say, no. Hu Adin Dafilu Chitim Sorim Nami Patur. And what was the reason it brought that case instead of the less obvious case? We wanted to prove why Rabban Gamliel is Dafka Mechayev. Right? Tashma, second source. Tano kelim b'karkaot, v'hoda b'kelim b'kafar b'karkaot, b'karkaot b'kafar b'kelim, patur. Hodeh b'miktza karka, patur. B'miktza kelim chayav. Right? If you're moda b'miktza kelim chayav, why? Tamad kelim b'karkaot. So again, the whole assumption of this mission is, it's kelim, you can't be chayav in karka. In karka, you can't be chayav in kelim. But that's because what? De kelim b'karkaot. De karka lava tshvuahi. The whole reason is, because it's unique to kelim and karkaot. But ha kelim v'kelim, do me at the kelim karkaot. But if you had a case of kelim v'kelim just like this, like chitim and sorim, or anything it might be, chayav, right? You would think you'd be chayav, which would disprove Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. So they say no. Hu adin dafilu kelim v'kelim nami patur, v'ha kamash malan, right? It would also be patur in that case, but what's the chidush here? Dehodeh v'miksa kelim chayav ava l'karkaot. Right? The whole chidush is that if you're modem mitzah kelim, it can be zokikin shvua to karka. So again, the Gemara asks, my kamash v'lan zokikin, what? The whole chidush you want to teach us is zokikin shvua? Tanina, we already learned that in the Mishnah. Zokikim etin achasim sheesh l'machayu lishava alehem. So again, the answer, right, when that's, why would you bring that? The Mishnah already says it. No, because ha ikar, here's the ikar place, hahi agav grar naspa. Okay, that was fairly straightforward. Same thing, just the reverse. Etive Rabbi Abba bar Mama le Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. But now we're going to bring another question. Rabbi Abba bar Mama says, I have another source that contradicts you. It's a braita. Ta'ano shur v'hodelo b'seh. You claim the shur and he claims a seh. Or seh v'hodalo b'shur patur. Okay, so either one, right? Again, it's not mimina ta'ana. But ta'ano b'shur v'seh, but he claims you owe me a shur and a seh. V'hodalo b'echa mehem chayav. Here you have a braita which clearly proves Shmuel against Rabbi Chiya bar Abba's reading of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar le, hamane Rabban Gamlieli. What do you mean? That's Rabban Gamliel who says you don't need mimina tana. Now that makes no sense. Why? Because I Rabban Gamliel afilu resha nami. But the resha just said if you claim a shur and the guy says a seh, then that doesn't, right? Then that's not, you're not chayav. Isn't that because it's not mimina tana? Ela hamane admoni. Ah, no. It's not Rabban Gamliel, sorry, mistake. It's Admon. If you remember, we saw Admon Shita with the weird case about the Kadesh Shemen, and the guy claimed Kankanim. So he viewed that as a Hoda'a Mimina Tana, right? That you were claiming Kadesh Shemen and the Kadim and that when he was so Dabakarki. But Kankanim, so that's considered. So there we say it must be Admon. Okay, and therefore it doesn't prove anything. So then they say, below dechuye madchina lach, ela tamur aruchu befiv shel Rabbi Yochanan. Hamane admoni. In other words, it's not just that we're giving this because, oh, you're pushing me into a corner and I'm answering, it's admon, and that resolves the problem against me. No, it's that Rabbi Yochanan actually said that this was admon, okay? In other words, I'm not just answering this because you're putting me up against the wall, but it happens to be a fact that Rabbi Yochanan said this braita is admon shita, in which case it doesn't disprove his shita in general because it's only admon. Amar Rav Anan Amar Shmuel, another halach in the name of Shmuel. Tano chitim. Here the guy comes and claims you owe him chitim. Now I know that I owe him sorim also, but he hasn't yet claimed that I owe him sorim. So what am I going to do? I know that if he comes and claims, again according to Shmuel, that I owe him also sorim, and I say, you're right, I owe you sorim, but I don't owe you chitim, I'm going to have to swear on the chitim, and I don't want to have to do that. So what do I do? Before he has a chance to claim that I also owe him sorim, kidem v'hodalo b'sorim. Okay? I come forward right away and I admit I owe him sorim. So now, the question is, am I doing that because I know I actually owe him chitim also and I don't want to swear and I only want to give him back the sorim and I want to give him back the chitim? Or am I doing it because it's really the truth that all I owe him is that and I just want to tell you, oh, don't claim that on me, I actually owe you something else. So we kind of have to figure out, based on the circumstances, im kema'arim chayav. If we think he's doing it underhandedly, then we're going to make him chayav shvua. But im b'mitkaven, patur. But if he really means it, then patur. Obviously, how you figure that out is a good question. Ba'am ravana namar shmuel. Another halach of shmuel. Ta'ano shne machatim. He claims you owe him two needles. You know, two needles are clearly not worth, unless they're fancy schmancy needles, I don't know. But they're not worth שתי הכסף, right? So tano shne machatim, bahodalo ba'achat mehen chayav. Okay, if you admit to one of them, you're chayav. Why? Lefichach yatzu kelim lemashahen. Okay, in other words, since it says kesef o kelim in the pasuk, okay, this was all in yesterday's stuff, the pasuk where they learned ki teini shareo kesef o kelim, they said ma kelim shnaim, also kesef shnaim, that's how they got to shtei kesef, and then it says share your mark ki uzeh is you're admitting to part. So he says kelim means any kelim, there's no value. The kesef has to have a minimum value, but kelim don't have to have a minimal value. Okay, next, Amar Papa, Tano Kelim Upruta, Boda Kelim Bekafar Bepruta Patur. Okay, here, in the case of Kelim and Pruta, he says, if you're Hodeb Kelim, but you're Kafar Bepruta, you're Patur. He doesn't view that like Chitim and Sorim, like Shmuel says. We're going to see in a minute that we're going to say, oh, he must hold like Rav there. Or he holds specifically like, well, hold off for 1 minute. Hodeb Pruta Bekafar Bekelim Chayav. But if he admits to the Pruta, and he's kofir b'kelim, then he's chayav. So they say, chada k'rab, b'chada k'shmuel. Chada b'rab, damar k'firatana shtei kesef. The reason you're not chayav in the first case is because he was kofir b'pruta. And being kofir in a pruta is not enough. That's why the first case you're going to be patur. But the second case, he dafka holds like Shmuel, and this is why some people say it's not clear whether Reb disagrees with Shmuel on this. It's just that Shmuel was the one that was mechadesh, that if, you know, assuming we go like Rav, you need a minimum ta'ana of kira, but there was a minimum ta'ana of kira, or here, also you had the kelim, he was modeh b'kli, sorry, right, the second case is ta'ano kelim b'pruta, sorry, b'pruta b'tor, hoda b'pruta b'kafar b'kelim, since the kelim doesn't need this minimum shtei kesef, any kli is okay, then even Rav would agree here that you're chayav. Right? But the question is, are you chayav? And he would agree from the in terms of the minimum shear of kfirah, but you would need Shmuel's halacha of that sorim and chitim, right? He claims chitim and sorim, and the guy admits to one that you're chayav. And therefore, that second part is chadak Shmuel. Chad barav damar kfirah tanash deh kesef, chadak Shmuel damar tanu chitim b'sorim, v'odalo b'echa mehem chayav. Okay, we'll end here for today.